venerable religious, and dear parishioners, I am certain that St. Peter's heart, as were that of James and John, filled with gratitude to be able to see this special vision. Only they were allowed to see the transfiguration of Christ upon Mount Tabor. And so it is about gratitude that I would like to speak today. Gratitude to our Lord. Gratitude for the most blessed sacrament of the altar. One of the most incredible privileges we have as Catholics is to receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ within us in Holy Communion. In other words, when we receive Holy Communion, a reminder we must be in the state of grace. St. Paul reminds us it would be a grave sacrilege to be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord to receive him in the state of sin. So as long as we are in the state of grace and have fulfilled the fasting, those are the minimum requirements, we receive an infinite privilege. So in a sense, there aren't enough hours in the day to thank our Lord for one Holy Communion. I mean, how do you thank God for an infinite gift? Even if we prayed in church the rest of the day, we still couldn't technically thank him enough for the infinite gift of Holy Communion. So it is important that we at least 4 and 15 minutes is the time recommended. I've seen it in more than a few places. At least for 15 minutes from the time that we have received Holy Communion to be in a state of prayerful thanksgiving, prayerful gratitude for this infinite gift that we have received. I remember reading a story, you probably have heard it too, of the man who was lacking in gratitude. You read it in the book, The Blessed Sacrament, by Father Michael Mueller. And the priest noticed that this man would get up and leave after receiving Holy Communion and was not making his thanksgiving. He was even leaving before Mass, which is completely out of place as well. So, next time he noticed this happening, he sent an altar boy to go walk next to him. And the altar boy had the candle and the bells. Just like the priest in a Catholic country, if he's taking Holy Communion to the sick, he would go with a cope on and humeral veil, and as we'll see in the Blessed Sacrament procession today, the umbellino, the umbrella being held above him, one altar boy holding a candle, another one ringing a bell. So this man was walking along, had left before Mass was over, was not finishing his thanksgiving, and he sees this altar boy, or maybe it was two altar boys, I forget, they went ringing the bell every few steps and the candle, and the man was taken aback by this. What are you doing? And the altar boy said, Father said to go accompany you because you have Jesus inside of you. What a lesson for that man. He never left church early again. Yes, for about 15 minutes, we are tabernacles. We should not be doing something else. We should not be thinking about something else. we should be making a thanksgiving. Because we, each one of us, is a living tabernacle. Some of the saints spent much more than 15 minutes in thanksgiving. But at least let us do that and do it well. Even perhaps notice on your watch, when did I receive Holy Communion, so that I don't neglect our Lord, don't neglect making a proper thanksgiving. Really focusing on Him. Gratitude goes such a long ways. And as the apostles were filled with gratitude, let us also always try to be filled with gratitude. We sometimes forget to count our blessings, don't we? And every time we do start counting our blessings, and among them at the greatest has to be our Lord Himself, that we can be present at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, receive in Holy Communion, kneel at His feet in adoration. How do we thank Him enough for that? We never can. We'll never do it enough. But at least let's do what we can to show that gratitude to our Lord. One great example of gratitude was an English convert, and I've told you about her before. She was in the 1800s, I believe. She was an Anglican and well-to-do. She had a large family. Her name was Eliza Vaughan. It's spelled V-A-U-G-H-A-N. And she was, this is of course in England. And apparently they were able to have a private chapel, which the bishop of the diocese can permit. And in this case, he permitted it to the Vaughan family. And she was so filled with gratitude for her Catholic faith, converting from Anglicanism, that she chose to spend an hour in their private family chapel every day in adoration and thanksgiving. And what were the fruits of this? It's truly amazing when you read about it, how many of her children were called to become priests and nuns. God was blessing this family. Remember, a religious vocation is what an incredible gift, wonderful gift to your family, that God would call one of your children to serve Him in that special way. And it's really remarkable, of the 13 children that lived, there were some, 6 of her 8 boys became priests. One became a bishop, another one became an archbishop, and there was also a cardinal. So you can see how the graces were flowing to this woman, to her husband, to her children. And God blessed them with many vocations. I bring this up also because March is the month of vocations. And out of her 5 daughters, 4 became nuns. And when you read about their lives, it wasn't like, you know, they were constantly, everything was spiritual. And no, they had a normal education. They had a very fine education. They had a well-balanced life. There was, emphasis on the fine arts. But look at the graces that flowed to this family. Again, because the mother really had tremendous gratitude to God. So certainly something we can practice better in our own daily lives, gratitude for God's blessings. Let's show that. Let's let this 40 hours concluding this morning, let it help revitalize our devotion to the Blessed Sacrament, where we will want to spend that time as well in adoration before our Lord. The graces flow. Let our hearts always be filled with gratitude. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.